connecting to the real nerds is so easy. You can go to our website, realnerdspodcast.com. You can like us on Facebook. We have a Twitter account, at Real Nerds. We also have Instagram. You can call us, 720-6NERDS5. You want to email us? You can do that too, realnerds@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Welcome to Denver Comic Con 2016. We have a fantastic interview lined up for you. Enjoy. Welcome to Real Nerds Podcast, live at Denver Comic Con. We are with a filmmaker. Introduce yourself to the audience.
Hi, filmmaker is a loose term. My name is Corwin Canton. I just did a short film block with these guys, and it was pretty awesome. I am a Colorado film student, go to Colorado Film School, and I just screened my short film, I Think Our Roommate is a Superhero.
Tell us about your film, sir.
Well, the film is about a kind of socially awkward guy. He's a little obsessed with the local superhero going around. And he and his roommate go on an adventure to see if their third roommate happens to be the superhero. Because the third roommate's kind of a ghost. They never see him. He's always gone, wearing shorts. He's very, very suspicious.
What made you want to be a filmmaker?
Well, you know what's funny? When I think back, like, as a kid, I'd watch movies and I'd see things like blooper reels and behind the scenes. And I always thought, man, I wish I could do that. Never thought I could do that. And then I went to UNC. I actually got a bachelor's degree in English there. But I ended up taking one film class and showed a film with an amazing teacher named Kenneth Chan. He's an awesome guy, and he just really made me fall in love with film. I was already in love with film, but he just kind of rekindled a passion that I already had. From there, it just took off. I really wanted to get in film, and UNC only had, like, film theory, really. So that's what made me pursue Colorado Film School. And I've always been kind of engrossed in that and had inspirations from movies themselves to a web series online to a group called Rooster Teeth that I always followed and really loved their work too.
What made you decide to, is it just for the love of the film is why you decided that, yeah, I'm going to get my degree here, but then I'm going to apply it in shooting films? Or is that just how it happened? Or were you not that excited about English?
Well, the funny thing about English is that the whole reason why I took it is that I've always been a writer. It's kind of funny. It was actually in high school that kind of made me realize my passion. So I've always been a writer. I've always been really passionate about projects. And if I have, like, those creative projects where loosely based, you write something, you can perform it, or you just make a little movie. I always loved doing that in high school. I even started back in fifth grade with this weird little story project that we had to do, like, once a month. And, like, that's what kind of, like, so it's always been a part of my life. And in high school, I just thought, oh, what do you have to do to be a writer? But technically nothing. You don't need a degree or anything. It certainly can help. And the education, I feel like, is very important for that. So I wasn't sure how to proceed back in high school. Because it was, like, my senior year that I realized I preferred writing creatively and had a passion for that over something like math or science.
What's your favorite aspect of filmmaking? Do you love being the director, or do you want to be other things?
Podcasts. That's my favorite part. I honestly have been working on becoming, like, as much as I can a jack of all trades. Writing and directing is my emphasis for the school, and I love doing it, absolutely. Problem with my school is that there are a lot of writer-directors. And when you run into a lot of writer-directors, not much you can do on a project when you already have a writer and director involved. So I actually got into first ADing. I've AD'd quite a few projects at my school in just the last year. We have, like, our own little award show for all the hundreds of students there every semester, and I was actually nominated for best AD this last semester. I've had a lot of good projects come together from that. So I actually really enjoy being a first AD, which is assistant director, for those of you that don't know what AD stands for.
What films are your favorite genre? What do you find yourself gravitating towards?
I absolutely love comedy. I absolutely adore action comedy, especially. Two of my favorite directors of all time are actually ones I grew up on too. It's Edgar Wright. Everyone probably knows Edgar Wright. Brunetto Trilogy, Hot Flesh, Shaun of the Dead, all that. It's a very, very awesome visual storytelling. And when it comes to visual comedy, he's absolutely one of the best in the field. And the other person that really inspired me was actually, believe it or not, Jackie Chan. Grew up on Jackie Chan. I even watched the crap out of Jackie Chan Adventures, the cartoon he had. I just absolutely loved it. And, like, that kind of comedy just, like, it stuck with me. And from there, I've always kind of had, I actually grew up shy, but I'd always like getting that good joke out and really came out of the show where I just like making people laugh. So, or not just making people laugh, just making people feel good. And that's kind of what I love with, like, genres. So, comedy for sure. Dramedies, I don't mind because I am not for all the, like, slapstick, like, you know, your B humor kind of movie, the ones where they're just, like, spoofs and parodies. Those are fun for a while, but I really like comedies that have a real good character story behind it. And that's what I strive to do with anything that I want to do.
I think, like, the action comedy genre has been neglected a lot lately, too. You know, just a straight comedy that's an action, you know, the Lethal Weapons or things like that.
Oh, yeah. And what's funny is I think we're seeing a comeback on those kind of movies. Because if you look at the success of movies like, say, Guardians of the Galaxy, that is totally an action comedy and is done so well. That's why the Avengers movies does so well. It's not just like, I know people talk gritty versus campy with Marvel and DC, but Marvel is something else. It's not necessarily campiness. It's because they tell a good character story while having all these dramatic pieces or these awesome action scenes. But they put a real good, funny story in there. They have plenty of quips. And in reality, that's all life is. No matter how serious things get, you're always going to kind of have that humor in your life. You're going to look at those moments, and that's, I think, why it's kind of coming back. That's why some of these comedies, you see some of these comedies that start like Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell and all these movies where it's basically just comedians thrown on a screen doing slightly guided improv. They're not doing as well anymore. And I think people are just becoming bored. They're realizing that with the rise of stand-up comedy, they could just do a comedy show. So visual comedy has been a little neglected. So it'd be really awesome to see movies like that come back, especially classics like Lethal Weapon. That would be awesome.
What's your plans going forward?
Do as much as I possibly can. Right now, I'm finishing up my school, but in the meantime, I'm also trying to work outside the school, get some work and build connections. My school is very, it's kind of niche, where like all the people you work with, they're all in the same boat as you are. So you really got to branch out, and that's what I'm trying to do. The latest thing that I did, and is the first thing to kind of be a first step toward that, is I was actually a PA on a feature, and that was an amazing experience. It's a lot of fun, met some good people, and I'm hoping from there I can just keep on opening as many doors as I can so I can just keep working. Essentially, it's the goal is to transition from having my main work and making money and the film work and just making film work kind of override my current job.
So, besides, you know, doing different jobs around a movie set, how do you make your work stand out?
Honestly, I just be me. It's something that I've always been good at, because it's just the thing that I've learned in filmmaking, and this is true for not just writers, it's true for everybody, is you got to have a voice. And wherever I go, my voice kind of stands out. Even if it's a joke, I do 110% every time, whatever position I'm in. I don't care if I'm a little PA or if I was a PA's PA. I will be the best PA's PA you've ever seen. And then that person will note that, and other people will like me. Also, not just that, it's just a matter of not just making an impression, but you got to introduce yourself. The work will not come to you. You got to go to the work. You got to fight for the work. Even if that's just saying hi to everybody you meet.
And you have the right attitude. Barbara Streisand's hairstylist became a director because of working with Barbara Streisand, and he always wanted to be, you know, involved in movies, so he just started working on hair, and he's got to parlay that into doing something cool. So where can we find you on the internet?
On the internet? I do have a YouTube channel. You can look up Corwin TC. I have some of my work I've done at CFS on there, and some of it's minor, and it's kind of growing. Just my short film that I just aired, I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do with that, but I may actually put it online. So if people want to actually check that out and see why you actually pulled me onto the podcast, and that could be an option for them. And then if you want to see, people always say, like, if you ever want to be a filmmaker, you just go out and make something. If you want to see someone do that, if you want to see me do that, look up a YouTube channel called Bad Acting Nerds. My friends and I did that. This is before I went to film school and everything. Like, it was like the year before. And we made very minor stuff, but it was fun. And the thing is, you just gotta, and that's a good sign to show, like, some guy went from making projects with his friends to actually getting a short film screened at Denver Comic Con. I think that's an inspiring thing, because if I can do it, anyone can do it. Trust me.
Bet you're right. I mean, anybody can do it, but you have to have a passion for it, you know? And if you're having fun doing it while you have a passion for it, see, I talk with my hands, so I'm always hitting this. And you have a passion for it, then it'll work out. So thanks for stopping by, Corwin.
Yeah, you got
it. We appreciate it. Congratulations on your film being shown here at Denver Comic Con. It's probably better than Brad's, so.
I can't attest for that. Brad's was excellent. I freaking love Brad's, so. And the 48-hour project and it's Colorado Film School, I can tell you right now, is like the best, they're two of the best things you could do if you want to be a filmmaker. These are both awesome options to really make.
Absolutely. Happen. And, Brad is very talented, so.
Oh, yeah.
If you need help with anything, Brad is very good at it. Yeah. He knows everything about making films. Editor, sound guy. And look at him. He's really interested in what I'm saying.
He has a Barbara Streisand hairdo, too, so he has that going for him.
He's a behind-the-scenes guy, so I always love putting him and making him talk. You know, do stuff like that to your friends, and they'll like you even more.
Oh, yeah, I imagine.
Yes, as Brad? We wait for Brad to say, it better be something profound.
How dare you try to put me on this podcast without a microphone? Am I picking up? Yeah, okay.
See, he doesn't even know how to run a soundboard. Fuck that guy.
It's hard. He's trying
James
to
has his own setup. It's frustrating. It's not how I do things.
So next time, the podcast will be split between the two of them, trying to run their own
show. I'm
sorry. I said next time, the podcast will be split between the two of them. They're going to split here, and you all saw it here.
Well, sir, we wish you the best of luck. I hope to see more of your work down the pipeline.
Hey, thank you.
And follow that dream and catch it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I hope our paths cross many times over in the future, too, for you guys. So.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this exclusive interview from Real Nerds Podcast at Denver Comic Con 2016. I'd like to thank Denver Comic Con and Pop Culture Classroom for giving us this opportunity. Thanks. Bye. Real Nerds is a Nebulous Visions multimedia production. We would also like to thank Sparks Mandrill for our music. Additional music from Ben Sounds. Thank you to Alamo Drafthouse. Thank you to Colorado Coins, Cards, and Comics. And thank you for listening to the Real Nerds Podcast.